It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Are you a financial advisor or financial educator or none of the above? In an advertisement carried recently in the nation's newspaper, the Financial Services Commission sent out a blaring siren to the public. It asks, have you been doing business with Olympic Wealth Management Group Limited? If so, do get in touch with the Financial Services Commission toot suite as soon as possible. That's because the group is not and never ever was registered with the Financial Services Commission. Read another way means this company has been operating illegally. The Financial Services Commission, or FSC, regulates securities. It does not regulate a cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, which is not regarded by authorities such as the Securities Exchange Commission in the United States to be a security, something people put their money into with the expectation of turning a handsome profit in Barbados. The Financial Services Commission lists among its authority regulation of securities, a broker or someone trading in securities, a dealer in securities, an investment advisor, an underwriter of securities, and self-regulatory organizations such as the Barbados Stock Exchange. When it comes to offering financial advice, YouTubers such as Guy of Coin Bureau never ever fail to mention that they are providing education and entertainment and not financial advice. Barbados' regulatory authorities seemingly take their regulatory roles and the protection of the country's image very, very seriously. Certainly, the shenanigans afloat with some European banks and financial centers are not the ilk of the Barbadian financial scene. The rapid cryptocurrency developments in the world have seen many companies offering services you would think are the domain of commercial banks. Abra, for example, offers innovative services which allow a holder of Bitcoin to borrow against its holdings, make money, and then repay the loan. Sounds cool? Well, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.